It's the Mad Men DVD review.
I'm joined with Ben, which you probably already know because he's already been talking. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, she can't control me.
How are you going?
Good, chatty.
That's good. Good to hear. What movie are we looking at?
We're looking at Zero Days by Alex Gibney. And I reviewed one of his other movies, Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief.
Oh, the Scientology movie.
Yeah, I did that 2 weeks ago, and now I've got another one. I saw this movie last year at the film festival, and it was good watching it again, because this time I wasn't interrupted by a crazy homeless man who wandered in off the street into the Civic and had to be escorted out by security guards.
That's quite dramatic.
Yeah, it was raving at the screen. I guess it was quite an appropriate movie because it is a conspiracy movie.
So maybe
I couldn't
quite
make out what he was shouting, but it might have been stuff about the government.
He might know the truth.
He might be, yeah, he might have been one of the informants in this movie. It's hard to tell because everyone's blacked out.
Wait, so it's a documentary?
Yeah.
And what's it about?
Oh, yeah. Good point, Alice. It's about the Stuxnet virus. Have you ever heard of that?
I have never heard of that.
Well, see, you will hear about it in a few years' time. This movie is cutting edge, I have to say, and it's really quite important, I think, in breaking the story. But the Stuxnet virus was a virus. Well, it was actually a piece of malware, I should say.
Okay, so a computer virus.
Yeah, it's a computer software. And if you're right away, like, switched off, don't worry. The movie dumbs it down for simple folk like us. It was a piece of malware designed specifically to target Iranian nuclear enrichment facilities.
Okay.
And in the course of the film, we kind of follow these experts researching, looking into the malware, picking up little breadcrumbs here and there, and they eventually come to the conclusion that the software was designed by American and Israeli operatives working together to deliberately target the nuclear program of Iran.
So it's a conspiracy. They believe there's a conspiracy there.
It's a conspiracy. It's not entirely unfounded, and they have a lot of reputable people, a lot of like very important figures here to discuss it. But it is very much on the cutting edge. Like if you look on the Wikipedia article, like I did after watching the movie. The Wikipedia article cites revelations revealed in this movie. It is like the start of something big. And they talk about that in the movie. It's the first kind of cyber weapon in what we might call a new arsenal for a new age of warfare, like cyber warfare. This is an incredibly complex piece of software, far more complex than people have ever seen before. With multiple zero days, hence the title, which is explained in the movie.
What is a zero day?
Oh, see, I couldn't.
You can't throw it out there and not expect me to ask.
They're very important, or not important, but very valuable pieces of malware, which enable something to spread without the user doing anything.
Okay.
And they're very valuable, like they can sell on the black market, because these are the kind of exploits that you can only use once before they're kind of patched.
Yeah.
So, like, if you find a new one, you could sell it for, like, thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, and this has multiple. It's far more complex than any piece of malware ever seen.
Well, it sounds like a very gripping topic. Like, were you convinced by this film?
It's hard because, again, this movie is so cutting edge. If you're kind of looking for a smoking gun, something that is like a really obvious piece of evidence, you're not going to find it here. Because this movie is basically trying to break the story, and it gets into the history of it all and the motivations and the future of what's going to happen next. But it can't definitively prove anything.
Interesting.
Which is a bit of a shame. But it's only a matter of time, I think, before... Well, this is what they say in the movie, that this discussion about cyber warfare comes to the surface. And so in a few years' time, you know, you'll be glad if you watch this movie.
When did it come out?
Because you'll be a step ahead of everyone. It just came out last year, I think.
Okay, so it's still pretty fresh.
It's pretty fresh, yeah. There's not that much information about it online. possibly the government, possibly just a movie that hasn't reached an audience because it seems a bit alienating. But it's not alienating. It's easy enough to get into.
Okay.
You don't have to have advanced computer knowledge. I certainly don't.
Maybe if you had listened to that man that came into your screening.
Yeah, maybe he would have been able to shed some light on the government.
We just had someone text in saying, is this Ben Zambo? And I can confirm it is Ben Zambo.
Oh, sweet.
Just would answer that in case this person's been sitting on the edge of their seat. Not sure if it is you or not you. But anyway, it sounds, yeah, I'm convinced. I want to give it a watch. Definitely something I hadn't heard about before, which is, I think, always fun to delve into in a documentary. So we do have a copy to give away. If you would like to win that, you can give me a call, 309-3879, and I can give that to you.
And what's the name of the movie again, Alice?
The name of the movie. Oh, thanks for reminding me. 0 Days.
By Alex Gibney.
Alex Gibney of Going Clear.
Of Going Clear.
Which I actually haven't seen as well.
Both very interesting documentaries. Both very well researched.
And very controversial topics.
Controversial, definitely.
Is cool. Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Alice.
I hope the rest of your weekend is excellent.
You too.
That was the Madman DVD review.